I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I don't talk like a teenage girl.
You really
teenage
do.
Teenage girls talk like me.
106.5, The End.
We've talked about it here on the Wake Up Call a few times that when Gavin usually gets a card of some sort, he just throws it away. You read it, and then you just throw it away.
I read it and say thank you,
right,
and then throw it away.
That always says thank you.
Well, here's a trick that the university or the Ohio State University has put together to get people to love the gifts that you give them. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
It's all in how you position it to them. Like if you told someone this gift would help someone save time, they are more apt to be accepting and appreciate the gift more. And the way they did this for the study, they gave $5 Starbucks gift cards to college students. Half of the cards had the message of, quote, "I know you've been stressed for money. I hope you enjoy this gift card in hopes that it'll save you some money." The other half were given a message that says, "I know you've been stressed for time lately. I hope you will enjoy this gift card in hopes that it'll save you some time." Out of all of the people that were given gift cards, the ones that appreciated it the most were the ones that had more of a positive feeling of helping to save time instead of trying to tell them that it would help save them money or they've fallen on financial hard times.
Now, don't you think that that comes from instinctually people don't want to feel like someone's giving them charity or it's people like fight against like having someone help you financially seems more
humiliating,
embarrassing than someone helping you with time.
Sure. I mean, and that's logical to think, right? But to position it as this will help you save time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how a $5 gift card from Starbucks is encouraging someone. This is going to help you save time. I know you've been pressed on time lately. You've been very busy.
Good point.
I'm not sure what gift does save somebody time.
Actually, you've given me a gift that was designed to help me save time. You gave me, when we moved into our house in Lincoln, like a stamp thing. It's like a return address stamp.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that saves time.
I mean, it didn't save me any time. We didn't use it.
You never used it?
I don't think I ever used it even one time. I did. Not that I didn't appreciate it. I did. I thought I appreciated it. But we aren't people that like you have very many reasons to even send out mail because we do everything. You do all.
Okay, yeah, but then if you do send out mail, you've got the thing. You've got the stamp, the return address stamp.
I know, but okay. You know, for somebody that like I've gotten you a gift and you've been like, it was okay. You seem awfully prickly that I didn't use your gift, but.
That's a great gift.
I mean, that is for a brand new house. You had just moved in, right?
Yes. Yeah. It was a housewarming gift.
What a great gift.
I think it was a Christmas. I think it was our first Christmas in the house.
Who cares? Okay. It was still a gift.
Okay. It was a gift. It was a gift.
And it was a nice thing. It's very thoughtful.
It ended up just sitting in our junk drawer.
So sat in your junk drawer?
Yeah. Well, where do you put it? That is the. Okay. If I was using it, that is the drawer that you would put it in.
You put it on your desk.
And we don't have a desk.
Where do you?
Oh,
like,
no, I guess we did have a desk.
Bills and stuff.
Yeah, our bills online like adults.
Well, what do you do? What do you sit your laptop?
My lap.
Put it on the desk. Why wouldn't you put it on
now
a desk?
Now that I think about it, we did have a desk. I forgot we had that little den and we did have a desk.
Listen.
Where is it now?
Oh.
You threw it away.
Well, you threw it away? Listen, Gavin, I have your back.
Thank you. It's a good gift, right?
It's a fantastic gift.
Did he get you one when you moved to your new house?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Because you know what? Oh, my God. Think of all the time that you have spent writing your return address onto an envelope. You poor thing. It's your carpal tunnel.
Don't fall for this. All she's doing is trying to defer attention away from her.
No.
It's a distraction tactic.
For him. Look at his hand. It's like a claw now. Think of how many times he's written
that's
his
what it was.
First and last day. First and last. Okay.
I don't care about Rain's hands. I care about your hands. Look at your
hands. Look at
them. No, they're not. You might as well be a crab with how abused those hands are writing your own address. Son of a bitch, that's a thoughtful gift.
How much do you think that cost?
How much did the stamp cost?
No, that stamper.
I bought it. I know how much it cost. This isn't Price is Right. You've never seen it. You just bought this grand piano. How much was it? Who would watch that show?
Okay, how much was it?
$25.
Okay, wow. You got $25. Give it to Rain.
Stop putting Rain into this.
Rain, I am so sorry. You used to be a righty, and now you have to be a lefty.
I still have Gavin's back on this.
Thank you.
You threw his gift away.
Well, it was trash.
Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.